Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Time to give out shovels. If you have a shovel, give us a call. Give us a text. 410-583-1057. Hit us up on Twitter at BBMS1057 The Fan. Shovels right now.
Yeah, mine goes to Michigan man. Chantez Marshawn Gregory of Romulus, Michigan. Now this is, I just listen to what he did and don't do this. First of all, he's accused of firing a gun outside of Romulus Middle School.
Say it again?
He took a gun, firearm, and fired like six shots outside his son's middle school.
Okay.
Obviously gets arrested. He gets charged with firing the gun, false report, threat of terrorism, intent to commit an act against the school, all these different things. He's got a whole bunch of, reckless use of firearm, two counts of felony firearm. He's in it. And so at 9:50 on January 6th this week, he does this. Yesterday, he appears in court virtually. And he goes on a profanity-laced tirade against the judge.
Ooh.
Yeah, you're in custody for a whole bunch of serious stuff, my friend.
Ooh.
And he starts cursing out the judge. I don't see no Evan Judge. He says, sir, nope. He asked for his name, nope. He won't give his name for the record. He says, don't effing play with me. Get this over with right now. I'm not talking to you. I'm not saying anything else. And then he put his fingers in his ears like a little kid and wouldn't listen to the judge.
Did he go, la, 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 la?
Just about, yeah. Yeah. I don't think this is going to go real well for this man. What an idiot. What? He fired six shots outside of middle school. That's not going to go well. But Mr. Gregory, that was a lesson for everybody. Never do that. You think these judges don't take this personally and don't take that into account? And they should. Wow. But anyway, he's scheduled to appear again on January 20th. We'll see how that goes for him.
So who gets your shovel?
I guess I'll give it to... I'll give it to the idea of never calling pass interference on a Hail Mary. That last play in the
Miami,
game last year.
I just said to him, that's an interference.
It's
the definition of interference.
There is a very fine line between, especially on a play like that, because it happens all the time. But what makes it egregious enough that you're actually going to call it once?
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember. You've watched more football than I have. I can't remember the time they've ever thrown a flag on a Hail Mary.
No, I don't remember ever seeing one.
But he had his hands underneath of his pads and dragged to the ground.
He had his hands on them before the ball got there.
Exactly. And that ref says, I don't want to be the guy that has that game come down to that. But, like, you can't swallow it, the whistle that.
Yeah,
like
I'm watching
that.
It right now.
Yeah.
He was tucked in his shoulder pads.
Yeah, it's,
pulled him
it's,
to the ground.
Yeah. That one I thought was pretty egregious. We've had some in the past that you could say it's whatever ref they had on there said that it was mutual like jostling
no,
or whatever, whatever phrase he used.
I think that's why they don't call it. It's basically an all-out fight in the end zone.
But that one wasn't mutual jostling. That
no.
It was horrible.
It was a tackle.
It was the worst play, defensive play of the game. I just can't believe it. Go Canes. Go Canes. My shovel goes to people who don't understand the rules of eating and drinking out. I remember this number. I specifically remember this number. The bartender is a friend of mine. The order was $47.28.
Uh-huh.
What's a good tip on $47.28?
Decent $10.
$10.
Yeah.
Yeah. They gave him a $50 bill and walked out.
You're kidding. Two something. Wow.
Two, was that 272?
Yeah.
They got $2.72 on a $47.28 order.
Yeah.
Gave him a $50, put the $50 bill down and walked out.
Yeah.
She got it and just kind of like,
okay.
I said, is it something under that 50? She said, no. Ugh. 47 to what? If you don't understand the rules, pour your own drink at home.
Yeah.
Flip your own burger. Chop up your own cheesesteak. But come on, man. $47.28.
And then people wonder why restaurants start including the tip in the check.
I don't blame them.
Me either.
I don't blame them. That was ridiculous. Taco Love started doing that.
Did they?
Yeah. Yeah, I know somebody that worked there. She said they had to.
Yeah.
Because people were like getting drunk and not leaving money.
Yeah.
And their clientele is kind of the non-tip people anyway. 410-583-1057, Chris in Parkville. What's up, Chris?
Happy Friday, gentlemen.
Happy Friday to you too.
Yeah, I just wanted to give a shovel, and this happens all the time. I'm not just using the recent one as an example, but the shovel to the perpetrators that use their vehicle or other means to run over protesters or run over police officers when they're doing their job, and the people with them that are outraged that they get shot at.
Yeah.
I just don't understand these midget minds.
Well, they don't want to understand. Yeah. I mean, even the guy, I don't know if you saw the video. This is the best definition of F around and find out.
Uh-huh.
Wicomico County. Guys pulled over, doing 20 overs, 20 over the speed limit and unregistered vehicle because his plate's expired.
Really?
Yeah. So this video, the camera footage from the police car, from the officer's car, there's a corporal in the county sheriff's office. He's very professional, talking to this man who won't get out of the car, basically won't roll down his window. He's just arguing with the guy. I said, I'm a sovereign citizen. I don't have to do this. I don't need a license. I don't need this. What? I don't need that. So finally, the deputy loses his mind. He's had enough. He goes, sir, I'm going to give you one more chance to get out of the car. And he's like, you know what he does?
What?
You have to, I thought I showed you this video. The window was a little bit open. He just went,
oh, yeah, you did
bam!
Show me.
Bam! Yeah, I did show me. Yeah. He just pulled the driver's side window, shattered it, and went in, opened the door, and they dragged the guy out and locked him up. Who was still fighting, by the way. Mm. I'm like, yes, thank you. Thank you for not letting this, jerk, do what people think they can do with law enforcement. You're wrong.
Yeah.
You're wrong, dude. You're speeding. Your car's not registered. You can be arrested just for that, by the way. If you don't know, when you get a summons, if you read closely, it says summons in lieu of arrest.
Yep.
You can be arrested on the spot for when you get a summons. Just know that. And this guy wouldn't get out of the car. It was like watching a Marvel movie. He just totally pulled the window out of the car and then the driver out with it. I just want to applaud that corporal. Good job, man.
And I just went, this is the Ed Norris went down a rabbit hole. You know who are the best tipping generations?
Ours?
As 19.49% millennials. Joe, you're a millennial, are you? Are you not? Are you a Gen Xer? Or Gen Zer?
I'm
Gen Zer.
I'm a millennial.
You're a millennial. He has the best tipping generation. Behind them, Gen Z.
It's so because they, we had to work jobs like that. We know how much it sucks to deal with people.
Yeah.
I was just about to say that. Is that because a lot, you know, that's
yeah.
That generation. You all Gen Z's do 19.31. So those are the two best. You know who the worst is?
Yeah, who's the worst? I bet it's baby boomers.
I would say
yes.
I would say baby boomers.
I love my dad. He's a terrible tipper.
My mom was too.
Yeah. My father wasn't. He was but he knew how to go out and enjoy himself. But I was going to say baby boomers because I watch people, you know, of my age and like they're like calculating.
You're a baby boomer?
Yeah. I'm at the very end of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm a Gen X.
And, you know, they're calculating what, you know, maybe 15% or they'll leave 10%. I'm like, what the hell is wrong with you, man? It's like, man, if you're good, working for tips.
If you're good, I give you a quarter.
I give a quarter. No, I know. I'm the same way. My rule is if you're terrible, I'll give you 20%.
Right.
And I shouldn't even do that.
You're right.
But I do it because...
people know who you are. Tell the truth.
I am. 100%. That's exactly the reason I do it. Because I've had some really rude people. I'm like, all right, 20%. If you're good, you're getting a good tip.
Yep.
If you're pleasant, you're going to get at least 25, 30%. I don't understand it. And a lot of it has to do with everyone knows who I am. It's like, you know, you don't want to be that guy. You know, same with you. Well, you know, yeah, Rob Loom's in here. Man, you can't have that. So,
I got two things going against me.
One,
you know.
Oh yeah,
they know me, and there's a little stereotype
there
that I'm fighting.
This is like a real weird morning. Like I know, but I didn't say it. I told that joke in his ear, and he had to tell it.
Somebody texted me that was that Edge joke? I said, it all depends on if you want to get him in trouble. Rick Ritter joins us at 7:30, but on the other side, we'll take a look at this weekend's NFL wild card preview on The Fan.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
NFL wildcard round begins this weekend in the National Football League. Going to be some good games beginning on Saturday, 4:30. The Rams take on the Panthers. You know the good thing about this game being the first game, Joe? My basketball game is at 4:30. This is the game I wanted to see the least. I think the Rams are going to beat that ass in Charlotte, Ed. I think this will be the least entertaining game. The Carolina Panthers are a team that got there probably a year before their time.
I believe that, actually.
Bucks got hurt.
Yeah, they did. They got hurt, and I still think they're the better team.
I think so.
It just sucks to beat they beat them, and they lose a division, like, in the final week.
It's just funny to
it's
me.
It's just too bad. I mean, it's got to be a gut punch.
I think the very exciting game of the day is going to be the 8 o'clock game on Prime Video. Packers-Bears. What you got, Ed?
Bears.
The Bears.
The Bears.
At home? Is that why?
They're at home, yeah.
6-2 at home this year.
Mm-hmm. I think they, you know, I just don't think people believe in the Bears. And Green Bay is a favorite, though. They're a point and a half favorite on the road.
That's not, yeah, it is, because it's on the road. If it's at home, it wouldn't be a favorite.
Yeah.
I'm with you. I think the Bears win this game. I think Caleb Williams outduels Jordan Love. I love both of those guys, but I think Caleb Williams is going to be the guy. You know, Caleb Williams fell 58 yards shy of 4,000 this year.
Mm-hmm.
3,942. He had 27 touchdowns. He had a good year, really good year. But I'm taking the Bears in that one as well. 1 o'clock Sunday, Bills, Jaguars. Bills on the road. Jags are 1.5-point dogs. Who you like in this one?
Well, I'm going with Jacksonville. Trevor Lawrence is the hottest quarterback going into the playoffs.
Yeah.
What about you?
I just think Josh Allen, I believe that Josh Allen will not allow himself not to get at least to the AFC Championship game with the slew of quarterbacks.
He's tough to bet against.
Yeah.
He really is.
I won't.
He's got that intangible that, you know, he just does. Mahomes has it. He has it. Baker Mayfield has it. Lamar has it. Think about it. If not for that missed field goal, Lamar threw 50-yard dimes to bring them back in the game. But Allen actually is even better at it than most. He is the guy. You got to say, I would put him up there with Mahomes. And now I think Baker's the same thing. You got 2 minutes left in the game. I don't care. Give him the ball.
Yeah.
Really, I believe in those three.
Okay. 49ers, Eagles. Eagles are 5.5-point favorites at home. I think the Eagles roll in this one.
I do, too.
San Francisco can't get to the quarterback.
Yeah, they didn't look good in the last game. I think the Eagles are just a better team, and they're home.
Yeah. Chargers on the road against the Patriots. Patriots are 3.5-point favorites at home. Your thoughts?
I'm going to go with my heart, not my head. I'm going with the Chargers here. But I just, despite Drake May and the success they've had, and Vrabel and all the things they got going, I just can't get behind the Patriots. I don't know what it is. This is going to be my upset of the weekend.
You don't want to believe, Ed.
I don't.
You don't want to believe. Drake May is the deal.
I know.
He's the business.
He's probably the MVP.
He is the absolute business.
He's probably the MVP this year.
But they ain't ready. Chargers going to win this game.
You too? Really? Yeah.
They ain't ready. Not quite ready. They're probably a year ahead of their time, too. I know they're 6-3 at home, 14-3 overall. They were undefeated on the road. You know that?
Who'd they play on the road?
Yeah, that's that.
I mean, there's that. And I hate to do that. You play in front of you, but I mean, I think they played. I think they went through this yesterday. Two playoff teams, something like that.
And Monday night, the game that we should be hosting. It's your fault, Joe. All I had to do is show up and kick the ball. Texans travel to Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh is three-point dogs at home. How you like that, Ed? 3-point dogs at home for a playoff game.
They're another team I don't think should be there.
Well, they beat us to get there.
They did. I don't know if we deserve to be there, but I just don't think Pittsburgh's that good. I think the division was really weak this year. I totally get it. I think Houston's going to kill them. I mean, and again, this is another one. Like I said, you can't bet against Allen. You can't bet against Tomlin. It's very tough to bet against Tomlin, you know, in these games. They're home. They got that crowd there. I did talk to people last night who said how obnoxious Pittsburgh fans were. Like, it was, he brought a friend of mine brought his nephew.
Right.
And He just said that it was not the same. He said not the same. He said it was terrible. Like, they would threaten to get out of here. You need to leave now after the loss. Like, cursing. It's a kid. Like, what is wrong with people? Like, and I've heard that about that stadium, especially with the Ravens games. I guess I'd only hear it about Ravens games, though, frankly.
410-583-1057. Hey, Mo in Baltimore. What's up, man?
Morning, guys. And, you know, I'm trying to put this Ravens season behind me. Listening to them Todd Monken sound bites, man, it really gets under my skin, man. He's talking about the Kansas City game stuck with him. Well, we can't tell because we sat here and watched you do it time and time again. Forget the strength of your offense all the way up until the New England game where the whole country got to watch what we've been dealing with for years. So, you know, just miss me with that. You know, that game stuck with you. And one last thing, guess who sat back and watched him forget about the strength of the offense? Coach Harbaugh. So, man, please, yeah. Y'all have a good day.
All right, man.
Hey, Mo's still mad.
They really feel.
Hey, Mo! Still mad.
Damn.
Tell him why you're mad, son. Tell him why you're mad.
He's mad.
I never thought about it from that perspective. That game sits with me. And you said it should sit with you so you won't do it again.
Yeah.
And like A-Mo said, he did it again.
He did, yes.
Miss me with that bull.
Yeah, like that was the best part.
Miss me with that. 410-583-1057 is the number. Jacob Calvin Meyer joins us at 8:15. But on the other side, Rick Ritter from WJZ TV joins us as we put a nice little bow on the 2025 season with him on The Fan. Coming up on 7:30 in the a.m., Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn on vacation on this fantastic feel-good Friday. Joining us right now from WJZ TV, he is the anchor, Rick Ritter. What's going on, Rick?
Man, I'll tell you, you guys sound a lot different at the 7 a.m. hour than the 9 a.m. hour. 9 a.m., you got all the you guys are just waking up like me. How you doing?
Doing well, man. Doing well. Baltimore Ravens, not so much. Not just the loss on Sunday, but so much happened after that. John Harbaugh fired on Tuesday, and it was revealed through that termination that the struggle, the relationship wasn't between he and Lamar. It was between Lamar and Todd Monken. Your thoughts on the week that was, and kind of still is.
I mean, a couple weeks ago, I would say early December, mid-December is when I first learned that this was a real possibility for the first time in these last 4 to 5 years where fans have been voicing their disappointment that Bisciotti was considering moving on from him. And I mean, look, winning cures everything, and when you're not winning, that's obviously not the case. But the Patriots game may really have been the tipping point with this, and the Steelers game was kind of the icing on the cake. I mean, 46 fourth quarter leads, blown under Harbaugh. We know the stats. I mean, that takes its toll over its time. And here's kind of what I compiled. I'm not going to go into detail about everything, but earlier this season, you know, you talk about the bye week and Lamar, and he was dealing with the injury then, and there were some concerns and communication issues in terms of where Lamar was then and what was going on with that injury. And, of course, having no agent, it makes it more difficult, and it's a constant struggle. Now, I'm told that there was a lot of frustration from star players with some of Tom Monken's play calls. Tension there on the players' part. I say players' part because you heard Monken speak last night on the Ryan Ripken show, and Monken says, well, to me, it was all good. And that specific use of wordage was very interesting to me. Well, yeah, I mean, you're openly admitting that you could have been better, and of course everybody can be better, but I think the players were very vocal about their frustrations, at least from what I've been told, and that some of the deep shots that they had in terms of the success were Lamar calling those plays at the time. Yeah. Now, I'm not saying that Lamar was changing plays in the huddle, but we know Lamar has the ability and got more freelancing ability to go up there and make changes at the line of scrimmage. But Rick, some of the success that they had with those deep shots was Lamar taking shots.
Rick, I heard when Lamar came back from the injury, he pretty much took control of the offense.
And the reason is because star players were sick of not being utilized in the way that they feel comfortable being. Like, I'm not going to say names, but guys being used as more as gadget type players when they're home run hitters. You can do the math on that.
Right.
So, I mean, look, it took its toll. And I think at some point it was clearly Lamar or it was Harbaugh. Now, here's the thing. Look, guys, you know Lamar just turned 29. Legs slowing down a little bit, whether it was injury or whether it was age last year, you started to see that. So depending upon what he does in the offseason and how he takes care of his body, I mean, that's going to play a huge role in what he does these next few years. And we all know in the offseason, taking care of himself in general, that's, you know, not necessarily a strong suit. You think of the last running quarterback, maybe Mike Vick on Lamar's level. I think that's the only guy you can put in this category. 29 when he joined the Eagles, still had a couple of years left. But at 31, man, those legs started to change. And we always said the best ability is availability. And you look at guys like Mahomes and Josh Allen who have played 90-plus games in, you know, what is it, the past 5 or 6 year stretch. And then you got somebody like Lamar and Joe Burrow who each 20 games less than that. You got to be available. You got to be on the field. And I'll tell you what, in a couple of years, if you look back, if you do not get a Super Bowl in this next 2 to 3 years with Lamar Jackson, you're going to look back on this. We all are. And we're going to be like, damn, that was a bad move, especially if Harbaugh goes somewhere and wins a Super Bowl.
Speaking of him going somewhere, we see, you know, two nights ago, it was reported that the Dolphins had interest in Harbaugh. And I'm like, wait a minute, they still have a coach. Yesterday in the morning, as we get off air, it turns out McDaniel gets fired. What do you take that, anything out of that, or is it just, you know, a coincidence?
I mean, look, I think that you've seen all the reports that there are teams out there who weren't necessarily looking to make a head coaching change, and then all of a sudden he becomes available, and it makes you think twice. Now, the GM, we know that's all going to be a huge part of where he goes, and he's going to want some say in terms of that being one of his guys in there. Now, is that going to happen? I don't know. I mean, the timing is very interesting. You know, this is a team that, you know, about a week or two ago, everybody said Mike McDaniel's safe, and then all of a sudden, Harbs becomes available. So, yeah, I think that there's some smoke there for sure. I think Miami's a real possibility. I think New York is probably the best situation in terms of young core nucleus. I think, I mean, Ed, you know New York, but I think people think about the Giants and they think dumpster fire. I see a lot of young talent on that team.
I do too.
Quarterback with a bright future. One of the best defensive lines in football. Malik Nabers, one of the best young receivers in football. Yeah. They have talent. To me, that's an ideal situation.
Hey, it's Rick. Rick, that all sounds good, but let's not act like we don't know. Harbaugh can't handle the media. He cannot handle the media. He doesn't like being asked questions. They will destroy him in New York. 60-something year old man is not making that kind of drastic change where all of a sudden he's okay with some of that. I don't know if he lasts in New York to the media.
I mean, you got to figure that plays a role in his decision, too. There's no way that him and the team around him are not thinking about that. If we're talking about that, they have to be considering that. I think you nailed it on the head. 60-some years old, you know, the way that he acts at this point and what he does, he's not changing right now. And I'm not saying that's a bad thing, but it's not going to happen. Going to New York would put him under a microscope times 1,000. If he felt pressure here was big, I mean, he hasn't seen anything.
That's what I try telling people. It's just, there ain't nothing quite like it up there.
It's not cut out for everybody.
No, I had to deal with them when I was deputy commissioner. I was like the guy that, you know, had to throw himself in front of a bus every time there was a scandal or a bad shooting.
Well, look, so, if he goes there, you can give him some tips then, Ed.
I would. I don't know if he'd listen, but I would definitely try because everybody knows everything. But that's a really tough media market, as you know. All right.
No, not easy.
No. What about the, you know, moving on from them, we're walking in, we're looking at the first weekend of the playoffs. Who do you like in the AFC, and how do you think your Eagles are going to fare?
So we'll start with the AFC. To me, this is Josh Allen's year to lose. Honestly, yep. I think New England's a really good team. I just think they're a year away. Like, I could see New England in the offseason. I keep telling everybody, going after a guy like A.J. Brown from Philly and Isaiah Likely and bolstering that unit around Drake May and being the real deal next year. To me, Josh Allen, a playoff experience. Look, he's gone into Kansas City and won before. You think he can't go into New England and win a playoff game? I think it's Buffalo's year to lose in the AFC. They run the ball. James Cook gets 20 to 25 touches. They're very hard to beat just based upon experience alone. NFC, Eagles got a tough matchup. San Francisco, a bunch of dogs over there. And I think it's similar to what I just said about Buffalo. C-Mac, in order for San Fran to win and put points on the board, McCaffrey's got to get 20 to 30 touches a game, whether that's 20 carries, 10 catches, or 25 and 5. But the Eagles, look, they've been there before. Jalen Hurts comes alive in the postseason. Big-time players make big-time plays in big-time situations. That's Jalen and the Eagles. And this defensive unit, man, they are probably the best unit in football right now, and definitely one of the best since Vic Fangio has come under there. So they're dangerous. I like Philly to come out. Honestly, at this point, I like Philly Buffalo in the Super Bowl right now. I mean, it's early. Anything can change, but that's where I'm at.
There he is, Rick Ritter, WJZ. Rick, thanks a lot, my friend.
Guys, thank you. Have a great weekend, all right?
You too, man.
410-583-1057 is the number. Go to Rosedale, get Antonio. What's up, Antonio?
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Doing well.
Good.
How are you?
Good. TGIF and PYT.
There you go. Now it's Friday. Well, one more.
I went to the Oil's Hot Stove Show last night. I had a good time.
Okay. Where was it?
I don't remember the name of it, but it was downtown.
Okay.
Is there a chance we could face John Harbaugh and Eric Conklin as coach of the Cleveland Browns next season? And you guys have a fantastic weekend.
You have a fantastic weekend, too. I can't see him going to Cleveland. I just can't. And not because of any allegiance or anything like that. I just, why Cleveland?
Yeah.
You don't have a quarterback.
I don't see it as a really attractive job. With all the jobs that are open out there now, why Cleveland? You don't have a quarterback. You have a bad organization. It's historically badly run. The weather sucks. Do you want to live in Cleveland? If you have New York City open, you have Miami open. I don't know, man. That'd be like the last place I'd want to go. All kidding aside, out of all the places that are open, that's probably the last place I'd want to go.
It is.
I'd go to Atlanta before that.
Yep.
I'd certainly go to New York. I'd certainly go to Miami. I'd certainly go to Atlanta. I'd go to Phoenix.
I'd go to New York. I'd handle that media. I don't worry about that media.
I handled them.
You got to say.
I did.
Why'd you do that?
They're tough, though.
I asked my, hey, that's cool. You didn't think I could drive in New York.
It's true. This is true.
You want me to drive?
I got it.
Yeah.
I mean, people point to the fact, Harbaugh's born in Ohio.
Like, so?
So? I mean, so?
That means nothing to me.
Yeah.
Jacob Calvin Meyer joins us at 8:15, but on the other side, updates on the Ravens coaching search, which does include Robert Saleh. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Robert Saleh, Cliff Kingsbury, Matt Nagy, and Brian Flores seem to be the interviews that are coming up soon with the Baltimore Ravens. Mike McDaniel is also an option, though no official announcement on anything. So again, Saleh, Kingsbury, Nagy, and Flores. Who do you like in that group, Ed Norris?
I like Saleh, actually. Maybe Nagy. I do not like Flores.
Yeah, well, you said that.
That's for people who weren't listening yesterday. Just, I don't know why people are so enamored with him. You know, when people have these ugly departures like that, and that was ugly. And it's not like it's come out since that he was loved and like he just got screwed by the owners. I'm hearing from players who I trust Ryan Fitzpatrick. He's got, you know, he doesn't sound unreasonable. He's very measured. He didn't get personal or get excessive and talking absolutes. He goes, yeah, he kind of changed and became a bit of a dictator at the end. The guys weren't, yeah. And then he sues the NFL for discrimination. Then he sues the Dolphins for whatever the hell he sued them for. And was bad-mouthing the owner. That's never a good way to re-enter the league. Just saying. And Saleh, I like, because one of the big problems we had was defense, obviously. So if you bring in a good offensive coordinator, say you could get McDaniel. He comes here. You have Saleh as the head coach. He's been a really good defensive coordinator in this league. So I think he would have a strong hand in bringing in a good guy and making sure the defense is, you know, back to where it should be, you know, top 10 defense. So he'd be my, I think he'd be
Saleh
my
Saleh and McDaniel would be a heck of a
odd
couple.
Yes, yes. Saleh looks like he could, you know, beat up most of the players. And McDaniel looks like
he'd do their homework.
He gets stuffed in a locker. Yes. It's
like, you got my homework, nerd! Oh, boy, that would be a heck of an odd couple there.
Yeah.
410-583-1057.
That's two minority coaches, though.
Also, don't forget, Anthony Weaver is rumored to, they don't have specifics on him, but his name has come out as well.
It has. Yeah. So you'd have an Arab Muslim head coach, and people had no idea McDaniel's actually black. Half black,
he's
but it counts.
He's African American.
Yeah.
He ain't black.
I thought we went the other way.
I ain't buying it.
Because he's what?
I ain't buying it.
Like he's from Morocco?
What did the caller say before? Miss me with that. Like, miss me with all
is he,
that.
Is he African American? Like I dated an African girl who was from Morocco?
Yeah. Like I had a girl with blonde hair, blue eyes sit next to me.
And, from South
Liberty
Africa?
University, whose parents were missionary workers, and she was conceived and born in Morocco.
Ah.
And the teacher called me African-American. I said, she's more African-American than me. She's actually been there, born there, and parents are, I'm black. Mike McDaniel is African-American. 410-583-1057 is the number. Rashawn in Baltimore. What's up, Rashawn?
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Good morning to you.
Hey, so I know they got that press conference on Tuesday, right?
Yes, tomorrow. Tomorrow, Tuesday, yeah. Yes.
Right. So by the time then, I guess Tomlin will be available. Y'all see anyway, you know, you might bring him in for an interview.
Who again? I wasn't listening to
Tomlin.
You.
Tomlin.
Mike Tomlin?
Yeah,
you think he'll get fired? Morning.
Yeah, I mean, you think they'd bring him back? Because, I mean, they feel the same way about Tomlin and Pittsburgh.
Yeah, but they got to the playoffs. So.
Yeah, I mean, it don't mean nothing once they get blown out Monday night, though. So, I mean, he's not going to, like I said, he's not going to
win. Are you still drunk, Rashawn?
I think he's got a cold.
Yeah, I was down with the flu the past couple of days, so
yeah.
I'm trying to recover. But, yeah, other than that, man, I just hopefully just get on with this.
You sound out of it, dude.
I am.
It's a bad flu, man. It's really bad.
No, I'm not making fun of him. Yeah. He sounds bad. Yeah. Well, I'm kind of making fun of you.
Okay. No, man, I've been down bad, man.
You've been taking meds?
Yeah, man, I've been taking meds, man. It sucks. This is the time, you know, it sucks not having a wife or nothing like that. You know, nobody can take care of you.
Man, we ain't trying to hear your personal life, bro. We don't give a...
Look at it this way. No. You suffer for a week, and then you're happy for 51. So,
yeah, I guess that's true, right? Right, so...
Rashad, last question. Have you taken off work?
Yeah.
Are you taking off work today?
No, I'm back. Today was my
okay,
Friday.
I was going to say, it could be funny that you took off work sick, but you calling us.
Oh, no, no. I wouldn't do that, man.
Right, hey, Rashawn, you have a good day. Feel better, my man. Let's go to Dale in Essex. What's up, Dale?
Yeah, I wanted to call in about, someone yesterday said that we haven't had an offensive-minded head coach. Brian Billick was technically an offensive-minded head coach.
Yeah.
But no one's really talking about, like, what about Jesse Minter?
People have been talking about him a lot.
Oh, I haven't heard anybody.
We've been talking about him all week. Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, go ahead.
Let's get something clear.
Yes.
Brian Billick in Minnesota was an offensive coordinator.
Yeah.
He was not an offensive-minded coach. It's two different things.
We played tight end in the NFL.
Man, that guy couldn't tell. What? Denny Green. He called Denny Green's plays fraud.
Whatever.
He's so offensive-minded that when he left Baltimore, he got hired. I'm waiting. Who picked him up? No one. Fraud. Tyler in Baltimore. What's up, Tyler?
Oh, man. I don't understand why everybody's so obsessed with Brian Flores.
Me either.
I don't either.
Like, I just think because everybody here is the media, right? And then when Baltimore bring in these coaches, they're like, who are these people? Who are these people? I'm like, bro, y'all didn't know John Harbaugh. Y'all not GM.
Exactly. Thank you.
Right.
Thank you. People ask me who they going to bring in next. I always respond with this, Tyler. Who was John Harbaugh? He was nobody.
I would love an offensive-minded coach. I love Clint Kubiak. I've been doing my research. But Mike McDaniel, when it comes down to his offense, it struggles against disciplined defense. That's my only thing against him.
Well, let me ask you this. Hold on real quick, Tyler, before you go.
Real quick.
Does Mike McDaniel's offense struggle against disciplined defense, or does Tua Tagovailoa struggle against disciplined defenses?
Great question. Because
I think that's what it is.
I know the answer.
I think that's what it is, Tyler, to be honest with you. I don't think it's the offense.
It's not.
It's operator era. Let's go to Fabian in Columbia. What's up, Fabian?
Hey, what's going on? Hey, actually, Salah and Mike McDaniel were together in San Francisco. And I would love to see McDaniel actually come back and have McDaniel and Salah back. But, hey, Rob, at the beginning of the season, you said the Niners would rue the day. You know, we gave Brock a contract extension, and here we were fighting for the number one seed at the end of the season. I would just like to know what your thoughts are. And I see you picked against them in Philly, which is fine, but I would just like to hear an updated thought that you have since then.
Brock Purdy started 9 games this year. They did well as a team. I think they're more coached than they are Brock Purdy, because we also saw Mac Jones throw for 2,100 yards. Mac Jones threw for 16 fewer yards than Brock Purdy, had a 97 passer rating, and that's the guy that we saw in New England struggle. I still don't. I'm not a Brock Purdy believer. I'm not. I am a believer in Schottenheimer. I'm not a believer in Purdy, even to right now. Being in the playoffs, Mac Jones would have gotten them to the playoffs. Let's be honest. Trippy in Baltimore. What's up, Trippy?
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Hey, what's up?
I was about to say Purple Friday, but I forgot we in Cancun, man. Hey, man, shout out my man Todd, man. It's been a good 3 years, man. Todd always been a real one. Look, right. I know y'all see that video circling around, right? I'm going to be real with you. I was for the bug in his ear, right? And just watching his video yesterday, Todd always been a loyal dude, take accountability. I was spitting his ear after that game, right? I said, hey, Todd, if you was the head coach right now, this team would be playing way better. He said, no, don't say that. So I respect what he said, though. You feel me? At least he took accountability. But I know one day, hey, Ryan Rutgers, the streets want to see a Zach Orr video, because we need him to take accountability for this trash defense that he had out here for the last 2 years, right? And also, I don't know who I want the head coach to be. I really want the OC from Seattle. But look, watch this, though, right? Give me Anthony Weaver as the head coach, right? Because if you think about it, he ain't played for Harbaugh. He played for Belichick. I mean, I keep saying Belichick. Brian Billick, right? And Brian Billick, that Ravens team was more physical defensively wise than the teams that I saw with Harbaugh.
You guys keep talking about physical defense, Trippy. Give me a physical defense in the NFL.
A physical defense?
In the NFL.
A physical defense when the lineman, you're getting off the ball.
No. Give me a defense in the National Football League that plays physical, the physical ball that you guys talking about.
I think, what's their name? The Houston Texans.
I don't know if they play physical or just play disciplined defense. Physicality in the National Football League has gone away. You can't even blindside block people anymore, man. It's a different game now. Being a good tackler and playing physical defense are two different things. That's technique. That's not physicality.
Guess what? That's why I blame the coaches at the same time. Because guess what? We just talk about how the NFL solved, but at the end of the day, you still can hit and stuff. How many missed tackles we done solved?
But that's not physicality, Trippy. That's technique. I don't have to hit you hard to tackle you. I just have to come with good technique. That's it. Jacob Calvin-Meyer at 8:15, but on the other side is Commissioner Baltimore.
Yeah, we're going to give you some good news for once. There actually is some really good news that was announced at the end of 2025. I'm to give you my breakdown of why you think it occurred.
Commissioner Baltimore up next on The Fan.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.